Now for some good American entertainment. Zombo.
This is our anniversary.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I want to do something different.
Yeah, what you want to do tonight different, Easy?
I want to play pool.
How you play pool?
Well, I'll tell you how to play pool.
You will?
Well, first we have to find a place that has a table.
Oh, yeah, now what?
It's a special made table.
It is?
It's about 8 foot long, about 4 foot wide, and has six pockets.
What you doing with all them pockets?
You have to have a place to put your balls.
Well, I've got a good place I've been keeping them.
We find the place that has a table. You give me a quarter.
Well, I'll give you a quarter for it.
I'm going to put it in the slot, and when I push it in, your balls will fall out.
Oh, hell no. Tony, everybody?
Well, certainly.
They don't care?
They're going to be watching you.
Oh, damn. Now what I do?
Now, we take your balls.
Yeah.
And we lay them up on the table.
Oh, hell no.
And we rack them.
What do you rack them for?
That's so you can get a better break at them.
I'm getting a damn good break where they are. Now what?
You're going to give me a dime.
What I give you a dime for?
I'm going to flip it to see who gets to bust the balls first.
Easy, that sounds like a rough damn game to me. Now what I do?
Well, now you have to have your club.
Oh, hell yeah.
You have your club?
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. I got it. I carry it everywhere I go. Now what?
What size is your club?
It's none of your damn business what size my club.
You idiot, they have small, medium, and large.
Well, I'm located in the medium class. Now what?
Now, you take your club.
I do.
And you lay it up on the table and you roll it across the table.
You must be joking. I can't even get it. Just forget it, idiot.
You idiot. That's to see whether it's straight or not.
Yeah?
Is your club straight?
No, it kind of curves a little in the middle.
You can still play with it, can't you?
Oh, hell yeah. I give it hell every once in a while. Now. What I do
then? You take your club in your hand.
Yeah.
And you chalk the end of it.
Huh?
You chalk the end of it.
What I chalk the end of it for?
That's to keep it from slipping.
Yeah. You ain't got nothing to put on it to keep it from bending, have you?
Now. Now.
Yeah.
You take one little ball and you lay it on the other end of the table.
I got two little balls now.
You take your club in your hand.
Oh, hell yeah.
You aim it at the ball.
Oh, hell yeah.
You pull back just as far as you can pull.
Yeah.
You come forward and hit the ball and balls will fly everywhere.
Oh, hell no.
Now.
Yeah.
This is very important, though.
Yeah.
If you bank your ball
and
you cut it too much, you're going to scratch.
Yeah. What'd I do then?
You put a little English on your ball.
What's English?
That's the position you get in to cut your ball.
Oh, Easy, you ought to see me. I'm getting some of the awfulest positions here. Just go ahead. What do you do now?
You may get into a position where you have to use a rake on your club.
Oh, hell no. You don't get that kind of position.
Well, certainly.
I do.
The first one that gets all of their balls in their pocket, that means they win it.
They do?
And that gives us a chance to do it all over again.
Oh, hell no. I don't believe I like that, Izzy. First thing you want me to do is give you a quarter and you drop it in the slot and my balls fall out. Then you want to rack my balls on top of that table. Then you want to take a club and beat my balls. And then you want me to give you dimes so you can bust my balls. And then next thing you want to do is get a rake and rake them. You know what? I don't believe I'll just rather just stick to playing golf or shooting bull. I'll tell you that because I don't like that too again.
I think you better.
listening to WRCT Feedback Radio.
You want a cigarette? So. Hey, those are my guys.
Lots of stuff. Sweetwater Pools, the Screaming Bloomacitis, Out of the Pool, the Lifeguards, the Pool Game, Jeb and Cousin Easy, and this is the Pool Scene. Stereophonic Space Sounds Unlimited. Some poolish music for you. Difficult Love, Mess of Chops. In front of that, also from the Eastern Bloc, Gorgobadello, Not a Crime. Also from the Eastern Bloc, the Leningrad Cowboys, where these boots are made for walking. And we started things off with Steve Fisk, I Wish I Were Dead. I guess that goes out, a shout out to the millionaire or the billionaire who only got down to $4 million and offed himself because he only had $4 million. I'm going on hearsay, or the hearsay. A gal called me up and told me. It's kind of hearsay. So if that's a real story, there's a topical tune. If it's not, once again, Zombo's been hornswoggled. Yep. All right. You know, I feel like kicking it up a notch. Here's a little H-bomb.
We'll get back into that in a little bit. So you are listening to Zombo's Deep Archive. So if you hear something like, hey, I got this gig, and I'm going to be doing this gig, all the stuff is like, About 13 years old. These shows are 13 years old. It's the Deep Archive. My Thursday slot, 2 to 5 p.m., I am digging up old shows. And I started recording them digitally in 2009. Not that the quality's all that great anyhow. But at least it's recorded digitally. And so this originally aired the 23rd of January, 2009. So pay no attention to any of the... Just don't pay any attention. You'll get along just fine. Pay no attention. My regular show, Zombo in Your Brain, is on Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you can check that out. Live Zombo in the studio in your brain. These are all pre-recorded shows. Even this voice is pre-recorded. So I can listen to it on the radio and go... Hey, this guy really tossed away a big chunk of his life doing this nonsense. But anyhow, here's the third part. And like I'm saying, you're not going to hear these whole shows because in 2009, I believe my show was 5 hours long. So I'm just playing the first 3 hours. Okay, so here's the next hour. WRCT.
Crack a jack. When it comes to kissing, she's a crack a jack. that move around. They're looking down, I see. They're looking up at me. Strange things can be seen. They're scattered sparsely. Strange things that are green, but are not parsley. In my bowl they've made their little aggregate. Soup was meant to be completely free of all extraneous debris, except for now and then a noodle and some rice. But these things are not nice. See them swimming, splashing, thriving. Holy smoke, they're scuba diving. In my bouillabaisse, I looked and then I saw a tiny face with large antennae, and I heard him say, this soup is good today. I let out a whoop. I hollered, waiter, there are strangers in my soup. And when he came, I said, now I'm a connoisseur. I ordered soup du jour. He said, look, I'm just a waiter. You need an exterminator. You ordered soup du jour. I knew you duck soup. I brought the soup du jour. Today it's bug soup. That explains the group of strangers in your soup. Soupy-doopy-doo. Be-doopy-doo. Be-doopy-doo-be-doo. Be-doopy-doo. Be-doopy-doo-be-doo. Be-doopy-doo.
Who flunked me in history? She asked, who shot Lincoln? I answered, don't blame me. Ho, ho,
ho, ho,
hee,
hee,
ha, ha,
ha, ha.
Strange things are happening. Strange things are happening. I gave golden earrings to someone who's sweet 16. Now I'm so embarrassed, her ears are turning green. Ho, ho!
Ho, ho!
Hee, hee!
Hee, hee!
Ha, ha!
Ha, ha!
Strange things are happening. And witnessed the strangest scene. One kid thought it TV and tried to dial the screen. Ho, ho!
Ho, ho!
Hey, hey!
Hey, hey!
Hee, hee!
Hey, hey!
Strange things. Strange things. Since girls wear those blue jeans, my troubles just never cease. What looks like my nephew turns out to be my niece. Ho, ho!
Ho, ho!
Hee, hee!
Hee, hee!
Ha, ha!
Ha, ha!
Strange things are happening. Strange things. This is Rocky Buttons, and I want to tell you the strangest things happen to me.
say?
I simply say, baby, oh, baby, my sweet baby, you're the one.
Wondering in the night, what were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting. Something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must.
Percy Dove Consoles, Strangers in the Night. And Love is Strange, Mickey and Sylvie. Just a good song. I don't care if it was popular. I don't even care. You know I don't care. And what a tune. What a tune. Ah! Love is a Stranger by the Sunrays. Man! Or, as the kids say, dang! What up with that? And, let's see here. Weird Stranger in Blue Suede Shoes. Kevin Ayers. Red Buttons, Strange Things, Nathan Baby Moser, Strange Things in My Soup, T. Valentine, Little Lulu, Frog, and some real gut twisters. Elevator Operator, I think that was Little Richard, I do not know. And H. Bomb Ferguson, Crackerjack. All right. Oh, my goodness, Gray B. I feel like saying it. Does that have to mean anything? 12, 21, and 38 seconds at the tone. Ah! At the sound of... at the sound of a zombie bowel movement, it is 12, 22. Ah! Here's Bull Moose Jackson, Heavyweight Baby. 1 o'clock. The concert calendar comes up, but there's only one thing you should be concerned about. 12 o'clock tonight, midnight to 2 a.m. Zomba will be DJing at Arsenal Lanes. Yeah, right on the bowling alley. Bowl from midnight to 2 a.m. to the lovely strains of whatever you want to hear. Unlike the radio, I do not ignore your requests. What else? All right, Bull Moose Jackson, Heavyweight Baby. RCT. I'm going to play you the first song I ever played on the radio way back when, a little later on. I'll let you know.
I want to tell the world what's on my mind. A real pretty girl named Clementine. Oh, she's what I want.
He knows what I want.
Yeah, she's what I want.
He knows what I want.
Anyway, baby, meet my sweet delight. Frame. The way she makes love is crying shame. Yeah, she's what I want.
He knows what I want.
I know what I want.
He knows what I want.
Every baby to love me every night. She's got big hips and sparkling eyes. A two-ton mama, but she's my size. Yeah, she's what I want.
He knows what I want.
I know. While I repeat,
a heavyweight, baby, just can't be beat. I know what I want.
He knows what he wants.
I know what I want.
He knows what he wants.
A heavyweight, baby, that knows how to treat me right.
I've been never win my good job. We were rocking to the crocodile ride. We were rocking in a rolling, a bobbing and a strolling. Crocodile in, crocodile rock. Everybody was a flat on their back. Crocodile in, crocodile rock. And yeah, the 50s are coming back. Yeah, they are. I remember when I was young. Me and Susie had so much fun. We were rocking down, rocking with the old Utah.
Someone gently rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, "tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more." Ah, distinctly I remember, it was in the big December, and each separate dying ember brought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my book surcease of sorrow for the lost Lenore. For the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. Deep into that darkness peering, long as the there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only words there spoken was the whispered word Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word Lenore. Merely this and nothing more. Open here I flung the shutter, when with many a flip and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady, perched above my chamber door. Perched upon a bust of palace, just above my chamber door. Perched and sat and nothing more. Then this ebony bird beguiling, I set fancy into smiling, by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore. Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou, I said, art sure no craven, ghastly grim and ancient raven, wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on this night.
of the air crew dancer, perfume from an unseen censer, sung by Seraphim, whose football tingle on the trumpet floor. Red side cry, thy God has left me, by these angels he has sent me, leave my loneliness unbroken, with the bust above my door. Take thy feet from out of my heart, take thy form from off my door, quoth the raven, nevermore. And this raven never flitting, still is sitting, still is sitting, on the pallet, bust of pallet, just above my chamber door. Eyes have all the feeling of the demons that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor. And my soul from out that shadow that flies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore.
Once upon a midnight, the dreariest, like I was really beat, man, the weariest. You see, I was craving that high-flying raven, and she was gone.
Real gone!
I tell you, Dad, I was really low, 'cause like I had eyes to go, go, go. Man, I just had to see her, 'cause if I lost her, like, why go on?
Oh, raven, raven, sweet raven, I come a-knocking on your door.
I brought some sweets and posies, so like, say it's cool.
But all she said was,
nevermore.
Never, never, nevermore.
Like, baby, why the chill?
Never, never, nevermore.
Next night I was moaning and whining, 'cause in the purple shadows was shining her raven hair and her raven eyes. Man, they drive me wild.
Crazy!
So like, I emptied all my pockets, and I spent my gold on some beads and lockets, 'cause all I could beg and borrow, I'd give that devil child.
Oh, raven, raven, sweet raven, I come a-knocking on your door.
I got diamonds and rubies, so man, say you dig me.
But all she said was,
then the fire flared up the flukiest. I thought I heard some cat say the spookiest. Man, don't offer prizes, just bring your true love. That was all.
Was all.
It was just a whisper, the haziest. But like, my ticker was pounding the craziest. So like, I made my mind up that I would pay her just one last call.
Oh, raven, raven, sweet raven, I come a-knocking on your door.
Look, baby, I'm putting the story to you straight. I'm not looking to make time. That little square with the arrow has got me.
Then she said,
forevermore. Crazy, baby, I'm glad you saw the light, 'cause like, we got a swinging thing here.
We must be cautious.
Thank you.
It was many and many a year ago in a kingdom by the sea that a maiden there lived whom you may know by the name of Annabel Lee. And this maiden she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me. She was a child and I was a child in this kingdom by the sea, but we loved with a love that was more than love, I and my Annabel Lee, with a love that the winged seraphs of heaven coveted her and me. And this was the reason that long ago in this kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out of a cloud, chilling my Annabel Lee, so that her high-born kinsmen came and bore her away from me, to shut her up in a sepulchre in this kingdom by the sea. The angels not half so happy in heaven went envying her and me. Yes, that was the reason, as all men know in this kingdom by the sea, that the wind came out of the cloud by night, chilling and killing my Annabel Lee. But our love, it was stronger by far than the love of those who were older than we, of many far wiser than we. And neither the angels in heaven above nor the demons down under the sea can ever dissever my soul from the soul of the beautiful Annabel Lee. For the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the beautiful Annabel Lee, and the stars never rise but I feel the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabel Lee. And so all the night tide I lie down by the side of my darling, my life and my bride, in her sepulchre there by the sea, in her tomb by the sounding sea.
There we go. This is Edgar Allan and his po' boys, Panic Button. And the last little set was, it's Edgar Allan Poe's 200th birthday. I think it was yesterday. And he turned 200. Doesn't look a day over 150. Annabel Lee, Buddy Morrow and his orchestra. The Gold Bug. Yeah. The Raven by the Kirby Stone 4, and The Raven from the record Poe for Moderns. Weird King Yusnovich and his Yusnovich Stones, Crocodile Rock, and Heavyweight Baby Boo Moose Jackson. Oh, man, look at the time. God, look at it. See if I care. All right, for Glenn, some alligator wine, then I got to actually play some stuff out of the garbage bin. RCT is the station you're listening to. Oh, boy, I didn't have to look at my dial. Water.
wine. Alligator wine. Yeah. Your porcupine is gonna make your mind. Oh yeah, it's gonna make your mind. Make your cough and sneeze. You gotta scream like an eagle. You're gonna roar like a mountain lion. When you get finished drinking, go alligator wine. Alligator wine. Your porcupine is gonna make your mind. Meet me at the stroke of midnight by the swamp down in the woods. I'm gonna make you love me, baby, like you never thought you could. You gotta drink my magic potion, and your bloodshot eyes are gonna shine. You'll be a star forever to my alligator wine. Alligator wine. Oh, alligator wine. It's gonna make you mine. Alligator wine.
Swinging alligator in the swamp. He's the greatest percolator when he really starts to romp. There has never been a greater operator.
I can't find no beer. Well, I'm standing on the corner with a bucket in my hand. I'm waiting for a woman and ain't got no man. Cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, I went up on the mountain. I looked down in the sea. I seen the crabs and the fishes doing the bebop beep. Cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Of me working so hard when I got a woman in the boss man's yard. Cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. It's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no.
I got a hole in my pocket and I can't go to the fair.
There we go. That means it's 12:47. That's Rock Me. What was that? That was a rock song or something. What we're listening to, this is confusing me. This is the new record by Jay Retard called Seesaw. See? He said Seesaw. Hence the name of the song, Seesaw. There he said it again. Damn him. Damn him all to hell. All right, that was I Got a Hole in My Pocket. Little Jimmy Dickens. Little Jimmy Dickens. He's just about this big. I'm nuts over him. All right, that's Hank Williams with My Hole Has a Bucket in It. Oh, I kill me. I actually am killing me. Softly with that song. And we heard Wally Gator theme and by request. For you know who, you know where. Alligator One. Screaming Jay Hawkins. And we had Edgar Allen and the Poe Boys with Panic Button. Zombo here. Back in your brain. Till 3 o'clock. Got a couple hours to go. Always a lot of fun, right? You're shaking your head in disbelief. 412-621-WRCT is the telephone number. If you want to give a call, that's just Jim Dandy. If you want to email me or something like that, that'd be cool. Go ahead. I think it's WRCT883 is the instant massage, or you can go there at WRCT.org. It'd be nice to know if there's people listening online. If you want to instant massage me, that'd be just Jim Dandy. And that's WRCT.org is the interweb station site or whatever. Coming up at 1 o'clock, concert calendar, Yahoo. Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you about your favorite untalented person ever. I just got clued in who this clown was. They said they got this big thing about Randy Jackson. I thought Randy Jackson was like one of them country singers. It's a pretty white name. Randy Jackson. I thought Randy Jackson was like, you know, he had a hat and he sang like, oh, I get her done in the morning, yeah, yeah, that kind of country guy. Here he's the judge for Star Search. Star Search? It's still called Star... Oh, American Idol. It's just Star Search with a different name on it. So he has type 2 diabetes. Did you know that? Did you know that? Huh? Oh, boy. Boo! Okay, let's play some music here. Because, you know, it's important now since Randy Jackson has diabetes to tell you about type 2 diabetes. 21 million adults... It only took 21 million and one, Randy Jackson, to get people all excited about diabetes. And it used to be called sugar, you know? He's got sugar in his blood. They just sound kind of like sweet, you know? Says, oh, he's got sugar. That's nice. Oh, honey. Oh. But anyhow, half of them successfully, oh, that's good, less than how, that's even terrible. Less than half of them successfully managed the disease. Unlike TV personality Randy Jackson, he has type 2 diabetes, and he's learned how to successfully manage it because Randy Jackson is successful. Randy Jackson, he knows what it's all about. That Randy Jackson. Oh, yeah. You can hear Randy Jackson's story. Yeah, let me. Note to self. Hear Randy Jackson's story. Oh, boy. And you can receive tips. Go iknowdiabetes.org. I know diabetes. I know diabetes. What is this junk? That's the end of that right then and there, kids. I need a groovy tune. Even if I got to play twice in a row in the background, I got to play RPM. I can stands all I can stands. Because I can't stand no more. And I know diabetes, baby. Johnny Diabetes. Yeah, the Johnny Diabetes combo. Yeah, they play a lot of weddings and stuff. You know? They do. They rock. They're an accordion player, man. That's on, bitch, man. He gets on that thing, he goes crazy. Oh, well, I'll tell you about sugar diabetes. Or better known as Randy Jackson's disease. You can go to I Know Diabetes. They offer a variety of educational information and tools that can help people living with type 2 diabetes i.e. Randy Jackson's disease, get one step closer. It says closer there. Let me get my ink pen out. I got my ink pen, and now it says one step closer to achieving their treatment goals. Those can log on to share their diabetes stories. Get in the know. That is right. Get in the know and visit iknowdiabetes.org. This is a public service massage from the American Heart Association and the BRCT. And while I'm just having at it with you, Meganitis. I wish Lee was here to tell me how do you pronounce that, Lee? Meningitis. Thank you, Lee, baby. See, I can read lips. You did not say that to me. Why, really? Oh, meningitis. Thank you, Lee, baby. It could strike anyone, even Randy Jackson. That's right. Then, boy, Randy Jackson would have two diseases. See, you know, that would be probably pretty impressive, you know. Anybody can have one disease, like Lou Gehrig. What's the odds of Lou Gehrig getting Lou Gehrig's disease? Yeah, he's just destined to get that. But meningitis, I think they live down the street from the diabetes. The meningitis family. Yeah, a brainy bunch, them meningitis kids. Always smarting off, eating their scopolamine on the front porch. Yeah, the meningitis kids, they can strike anyone, anytime, anywhere. Health officials recommend vaccinations for adolescents 11 through 18 and college freshmen living in dormitories because they are all increased risk for contracting the disease. Oh, I like REM. I'm going to play RPM. That's not REM. That's RPM by Gary Usher.
You have been listening to Zombo's Deep Archives show, originally broadcast on the January the 23rd, 2009. All right, WRCT in the Pittsburgh, and I remain in your brain.
Welcome to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said recently, "Whenever I go to community meetings, it always comes up. Young and middle-aged and even some elderly. It tortures them." What was he talking about? Student loan debt. So, is what we call higher education an individual investment or a public good? The way news media talk about it could be decisive in terms of what we do about it. We'll hear from Braxton Brewington, press secretary and organizer at the group Debt Collective. Also on the show, maybe I'm a semanticist, but when media say there's a debate about transgender people's right to exist, I always think, well, trans people are going to exist. What's on the table is whether they get to live free from persecution, oppression, exclusion, and erasure. Texas state leadership is staking its position on that, but human beings everywhere are pushing back. And we'll talk about that with Andy Mara, executive director of the Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund. That's coming up, and we're going to get right to it. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group Fair. An NBC News story headlined, "White House Confronts Political Pressure to Extend Pause in Student Loan Payments Ahead of Midterms," represented much media focus on student loan debt, treating the fact that 45 million Americans owe some $1.7 trillion as an issue, an object of debate, a potential election factor. And that's all true. Student loan forgiveness was one of Biden's campaign promises. The federal pause on repayments is set to expire on May 1st, and what happens with it will have an effect on the president and the party. But of course, there's also a much broader and deeper conversation to be had about student loans and about debt. that hopefully will carry us beyond any particular election cycle. For an update on the current situation and our understanding of what's at stake, we're joined now by Braxton Brewington, press secretary and organizer at the group Debt Collective, a membership-based union for debtors and allies. He joins us by phone from Washington, D.C. Welcome to Counterspin, Braxton Brewington.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Debt Collective is not just about student debt, but are there reasons for canceling student debt in particular among the constellations of debt that your work addresses? And or is this just a moment where there's energy behind student debt and its impact?
Well, there's a ton of energy behind student loan debt, which is now getting close to $2 trillion, the second highest household debt type behind mortgages, surpassing credit card and medical debt combined. And it's doubled in just the past decade as the cost of college has risen actually eight times faster than wages. So everyone from young people to even older borrowers are suffering grave consequences of crushing student loan debt. We're not able to purchase a home. We're having trouble starting a family or having kids, getting married. There's difficulty in just living a dignified life. It's crushing and it's dragging down our economy. And in this current moment, we now know that the president has actually the authority to broadly cancel federal student debt with an executive order. And so I think that knowledge is sort of aiding in the call for Biden to solve this crisis with just the flick of a pen. And also because, like you said, he ran on fulfilling this promise. So there's, you know, reason to suspect that Biden will